What made you want to step up and offer bread to folks who've been furloughed?
What started out is we had some very good friends who work for the Forest Service mention that they were going to the food bank to get groceries for themselves and their two small children. And we already donate bread to the food bank. So we just thought we'd kind of cut the middle person out and go directly to people that we knew were in need at this time.
What's been the response? I mean, are people taking you up on it?
It's been an amazing response. It feels really good. I would say on a daily basis, I have seen at least 15 people come in. And originally, people also were saying that they weren't going to come in to take us up on it because they didn't think that they would need to. But the longer the shutdown continues, the more people are coming in because they're realizing that it helps.
And you're asking that people just pay it forward. Mm-hmm. Maybe you can tell me a little bit about that philosophy.
Yeah. Well, we figured that once people start to get their paychecks and the government reopens, that they will do something for somebody else in need whenever they're able to, whenever the opportunity presents itself. And then that way it spreads. I think our community is tremendous. I think that we are just so fortunate. And at the end of the day, Flagstaff is a family and everyone looks out for one another.
And there's a group of businesses in town helping underwrite this effort.
Yes, Bella Investment Group. As soon as we made our announcement that we were going to be offering bread, they came in and offered a donation to subsidize our effort. Thanks to them, we are now able to not only offer bread, but also offer coffee and pastries, which financially we wouldn't have been able to before. So it's coming from all areas, which is really tremendous.
I think of federal workers and maybe especially workers in national parks as being these sort of like rugged individualists who are self-sufficient. Have you seen any folks who might otherwise find it difficult to accept help when they're so used to being self-reliant?
Oh, yeah. We've had several different individuals coming in, and they're very appreciative. And then there's also people that are coming in with their children, and they don't know how they're going to pay their mortgage. And they, you know, as I said, they're going to the food bank. Every sort of individual, shape, size, what have you, has come in, and it's been very interesting. Once the government reopens, we're still going to be offering this for a period of time because people, they're not going to just all of a sudden be okay. I mean, people have been going without a paycheck for quite some time, and so they're kind of going to need a time period to get back on their feet.
Bread is so basic and fundamental. Do you think of supporting the federal workers in this time in sort of more symbolic terms, the concept of like breaking bread?
I was able, when I was young, to spend a lot of time with my grandfather, and he was a plumber, and he always helped people in need, bringing them water if they didn't have running water and things of that nature. And I always remember him continually saying, when you can, you do. So if you can help someone, you help them. It's not a question. And so to be able to provide food, it is very symbolic to me. And it really, I feel very, very fortunate to be in the position to be able to do this.
Well, Beth, thank you so much for talking with me today.